You're listening to SBS News.
Malu Williams is one of thousands of children aged 5 to 11 who received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in Australia on Monday. The 10-year-old got her first dose at Victoria's Frankston Community Vaccination Hub. She's hoping the vaccine will get her back to activities she loves, while another kid, Fletcher, says the needle barely hurt.
So we could keep playing sport and going back to school and keep our family safe.
I get a little scared of needles, but it was a lot easier than I thought. It's really, really quick and you don't feel anything.
Emma Bamblett is the Aboriginal artist whose illustrations feature in the picture book that children will get to take home from the hub. Ms. Bamblett says she's relieved her niece Malu and daughter Jameson have received their first dose of the vaccine.
Yeah, I feel it was important to get my youngest vaccinated. We attend a lot of community events. We're around our elders and a lot of members of the community. So it was important that, you know, that she had that protection and also that she reduced the risk of transmission then to her elders and our family.
Children aged 5 to 11 are now eligible for a special lower dose of the Pfizer vaccine, which is one-third of the size administered to adults. There's a two-month interval between doses, meaning children who get vaccinated today can get their second jab in early March. The Federal COVID-19 Task Force Commander, Lieutenant General John Frewen, says vaccine supply is ample and an additional 2 million doses will be available by the 21st of January.
The commencement of the rollout for 5 to 11-year-olds is an important day in the vaccine program. This is the last piece in the puzzle, if you like, in our comprehensive national vaccination plan. I do want to emphasise again that there is enough paediatric doses in the country to offer every 5 to 11-year-old a first dose before they commence school this year. The PM has mentioned right now there is over 800,000 doses sitting in pharmacies and GPs and other state and territory hubs around the country. There is another 400,000 doses being delivered as we speak.
But some vaccine deliveries have not arrived on time. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says parents have been struggling to secure vaccination appointments for their kids.
There's a real gap between what Canberra's saying and what people know is the case on the ground. I think the concern here will be that those parents who hear that message that it's all ready to go, who've been struggling to find an appointment for their children, will know that that's not the case.
New South Wales Chief Paediatrician Matthew O'Meara says COVID-related staff shortages are to blame for some children having their vaccine appointments cancelled.
I acknowledge some children who have been booked in for vaccines through their GP or pharmacy have had their appointments cancelled. There have been problems due to the supply chain and due to staff illness, just like other vital industries. I know that delay can be really frustrating as you've tried so hard to protect your child as soon as possible.
And while Queensland is delaying the start of the school year for non-Year 11 and 12 students by 2 weeks, Victoria and New South Wales will not push back the return to school date. Victoria is mandating vaccine booster shots for some key industry workers. This move has been prompted by the significant increase in COVID-19 hospitalisations. The booster shot will be mandatory for workers across healthcare, aged care, disability and emergency services, prisons and corrections, and hotel quarantine. It also includes workers in food distribution, including manufacturing, warehousing and transport, supermarkets and retail, and abattoir seafood and meat processing. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says increasing the booster vaccination rate is essential, particularly for high-risk industries.
All of these groups are already covered by existing mandates for those first two vaccinations, and this is a sensible addition for the relatively high-risk nature that these sectors operate when it comes to vaccine protection. And of course, their critical contribution to keeping Victoria operating.
It means that people who are eligible for their third dose before the 12th of January will be required to get their booster shot by the 12th of February. If they are not yet eligible, they will have 3 months and 2 weeks from the date of their second dose to get the booster vaccine. It comes as Victoria has recorded 34,808 new cases and a further 2 deaths. Just under half of the case numbers were reported as a positive rapid antigen test, while the other half came through the PCR testing system. Victoria is also reporting 818 hospitalisations and 118 in ICU. New South Wales has recorded its deadliest day of the pandemic. There were 18 deaths, including a 3-year-old child with a rare genetic disease, who died with COVID-19 at home. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant has expressed her condolences.
Sadly, we're announcing the deaths of 18 people, 6 women, 11 men and a child aged under 5. And the child from southwestern Sydney died at home and had significant underlying health conditions. And a man from his 30s from eastern Sydney died at Prince of Wales Hospital. Can I just express my sincere condolences for those that have lost their loved ones?
New South Wales has 20,293 new infections from more than 84,000 PCR tests. There are 2,030 virus patients in hospital and 159 in intensive care. But Dr. Chant says the state's daily case numbers are a clear underestimate, as it doesn't yet include positive results from rapid antigen tests. New South Wales is yet to launch a system to report rapid test results, but it's expected this will happen in the middle of the week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says more than 5,000 people across Australia are in hospital with COVID-19.
Omicron is a gear change, and we have to push through. That's what Omicron is about. We're dealing with serious volumes of cases, but we are not seeing the same impact proportionally from previous variants in terms of the impact on hospitalisations, ICU and ventilated patients. There are 5,097 patients in hospital who have COVID. That does not mean they went to hospital because of COVID. It meant they're in hospital and they have COVID.
He's also announced a new set of national guidelines that will allow close contacts in some vital industries, such as food supply chain, healthcare and emergency services, to come out of isolation if they're fully vaccinated and not experiencing COVID-19 symptoms.
As the case numbers continue to rise, the volume of cases will, of course, have an inevitable impact on the workforce. And so we're looking to maximise those who can remain in the workforce.
Queensland has recorded 9,581 new COVID-19 infections, 419 people in hospital and 21 in ICU. The state's Chief Health Officer, John Gerard, has warned that the Gold Coast is where case numbers are surging.
We've said from the beginning that this epidemic would not occur in an even spread at all at the same time across Queensland, and it looks like at the moment the surge is probably occurring on the Gold Coast. It's not surprising given the sheer number of interstate visitors which would have caused seeding events to have occurred, particularly in this area, because we know we have a lot of travellers going to that region. But I would also point out that the vaccination rates on the Gold Coast are among the low end, I think the lowest in southeast Queensland at least.
The ACT has 938 new infections, with 25 in hospital and 4 in intensive care. Tasmania has 1,218 new cases and 11 people in hospital, while South Australia has recorded 4,024 new infections, 2 deaths and 188 people in hospital. The Northern Territory has recorded 404 new cases of COVID-19, with 26 patients in hospital. The Territory will allow fully vaccinated asymptomatic close contacts to return to essential work, provided they take a daily rapid antigen test, wear masks, and stay isolated for 7 days when not at work. And Western Australia is reporting 3 new local cases, but they are all in quarantine. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.